Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman from The Peak News, and this is our bonus segment with Carolyn Martin, who is, do I have your, you know, I put your paper to the side here, let's see here, Director of Government Relations for Christian Home Educators of Colorado. So part of this great organization, Christian Home Educators, and she is responsible for paying attention to what's going on up at the Capitol. And so in this bonus segment with Carolyn, I asked her what she wanted to talk about, as I always do with our guests after we're warmed up. We finished our broadcast. Say, what do you want to talk about? And she said, let's talk about the legislation so that people can really know, you know, what it is, what it purports to be, and, you know, really a deeper dive of how this will affect you. So, Carolyn, welcome to this bonus segment.
Thanks, Chaim.
It's great to have you. Continue to have you here. Where do we start? I don't think this is going to be the most pleasant conversation, but we have to have hard conversations here, right? So,
yeah.
where do we unfortunately start?
Well, let's start with a bill that's coming up on February 12th, which is it's a week or so away. It's called Content of Materials in Libraries, and it's Senate Bill 24-049, just so you know. You know how there's been a lot of hubbub at the school boards about the pornography in the school libraries, right? Well, the American Library Association decided they wanted to run a bill that would stop all that nonsense because they're taking the power away from school boards to decide on what goes in the library.
Really?
I'm sorry, but that is the right. I mean, in a republic, it should be our elected people.
Yeah, local, lesser magistrate,
decide,
local level,
right?
Yes.
It's still going to be local. The superintendent is going to have to set up a committee that will review this. But guess who's on the committee? A bunch of education bureaucrats. So you're going to have to, if you as a parent, and only you as a parent in a school, can complain about a book in a library, although I'm a community member and I pay for that. Doesn't matter. The parent can complain about a book, but they have to go before that committee with no other support with them. So it's going to be a tribunal, really. Not only that, but this is going to impact public libraries as well. They're going to set up this whole thing with the trustees of the library so that they get to decide, right?
Now, this is coming from state or federal?
This is coming from the state level.
Okay.
It's a bill that's going to be in the state, in the Senate Committee, Education Committee on February 12th. And so we just need to speak out about against this. The other thing it's going to do is not allow parents to have access to what their children, check out of the library. They won't have access to those records. So there is just so much wrong with this bill. So that's one of them.
So people coming up at that time to go up to the Capitol to protest?
I hope so.
Is that, okay.
Or to come up and testify.
Yeah, yeah.
And the longer we can prolong the pain for them to sit there and listen to us and even maybe read some of the books that are there. Because the thing that they say is, we're trying to ban books. No, we're not trying to ban books. Oh, but these books are age appropriate. No, they're not. They're not age appropriate to see pornography in the library and to have it accessible like that. But this talks to those people that are living that lifestyle. Well, no, you know, I'm sorry. They don't even need to see pornography.
Right. Ten-year-olds are not hopefully leading that lifestyle yet. Okay, we got to move on. What's next?
The other one is on Thursday, February 15th. It's in the House Education Committee. It's called Non-Legal Name Changes, House Bill 24-1039. This one came out of the Youth Advisory Council. So a bunch of youth sit on this council, and they come up with laws that then the state runs. So this one says, teachers, staff, anybody in the school system, you've got to use the preferred name or pronoun of the student. Now, that could change daily. It could change whatever. They don't see any problem with forcing somebody to use a preferred name and pronoun. Not only that, is it creates a task force that is going where more legislation will come out of it so that parents will not be told about these name changes. Like right now, along the Front Range, a lot of schools, especially in Denver and North, are keeping secrets from parents, not telling them about the preferred names and pronouns that their children are asking to use. But this policy would push it out throughout the whole state. So we need to stop them from getting that task force and to stop this nonsense of compelling people to say things that they don't believe.
Okay. And within the foster care system, too, we're looking at?
The foster care system, and that's House Bill 241017. It's going to get voted on soon. We don't know when, in the House, and it'll move over to the Senate. It's called the Bill of Rights for Foster Youth. And really, it gives the youth all kinds of rights, and the foster parents have none, really. My concern with that is this is really what they want for all children, to have rights above their parents, sort of like in Norway and some of the other Eastern, you know, European countries. We need to stop that because we can't have children.
Western European country?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Western. That's okay.
Yeah. My mind there. But yeah, so we need to stop that bill for sure. But I don't know how we're going to do it unless we just raise a lot of our voices.
Yeah. So in this, what they're saying is that foster parents would not allow to talk about religion, right? And would have to use proper pronouns that I've read about. So what this is doing is either removing anybody of faith from the foster care system because they just aren't willing to do it. So then those who but, you know, the big lie is everything is a religion. Secular humanism is a religion. So they are pushing a religion. It's just which religions are acceptable and which aren't, which I thought the separation of church and state is actually supposed to, do that. But they want to make it so that only people who walk lockstep with the state are going to have control of the children.
Yeah, and there's other laws that they use in conjunction with that, like the anti-discrimination law, right? They're using that. So not only do they want to stop Christians from being, but they want to prosecute them too. So it's not just, I mean, you're in danger if you don't do this. Now, some of those rules are already in place in the foster care system, but putting it into law is scary for us. Yeah, yeah, right. And giving children the power to sue and do all kinds of other stuff, right, against their parents or their foster parents, it just creates more brokenness, which we don't need.
Right. Sure seems like communism.
Yeah.
And smells like communism.
One of the representatives on the floor said, you foster parents are not supposed to be parents. You're supposed to be just giving them a place to live. It's like, no, that's a hotel. I mean, why?
And those are for migrants.
Right.
The hotels are for migrants. Right. And the foster care is, okay. You know, at some point, hopefully, you know, we have to keep a redeemed mind or else it would snap at some point. Okay. Amen. Last, we have time for one more. What do you got?
Yeah.
What do you got on your list?
Well, so one of the wedge things that they've created since 2019 is this whole area around mental health. Separating parents from children around the mental health. 12-year-olds and up can get their own mental health care. So they continue to grow these programs. There's a program out there called I Matter. That's another bill. Senate Bill 001 is going to extend that program indefinitely. And this is where youth can get their own mental health, 6 therapy sessions without parental consent, notification, or even, we're all paying for it, taxpayers. So just looking forward to that, right? So right now the program was supposed to go away in June, but they're going to extend it indefinitely.
Okay, so they used COVID and other things to freak everybody out, to create a mental health care crisis so that they could then reprogram
Bingo.
The children.
Yes.
Is that what we're looking at
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely.
You know, this stuff starts to add up. You know, nothing seems to add up. It doesn't make sense. And you know, we don't want to laugh at it. It's not a laughing matter, but sometimes you need to, and you need to mock things, and we need to push back against these things. But this really comes from cultural Marxism, which is, it's such a danger to everything that we stand for because it sets us up against one another. And if you read, you know, anything about communism or, you know, read 1984, it was all about that the children became agents of the state. Hitler did this with Hitler Youth. They become agents of the state in order to freak the parents out that they can report on anything the parents doing. And no matter who you are, I guarantee you there's stuff going on in your household that can be overblown to the point where they can have a criminal case against you. And so this really just is, it's all ways of making everybody freaked out about each other and an agent of the state in order to stay safe. But here's the deal. They might not come for you first, but at some point they will come for you. And so don't feel comfortable in this. We have enough history. If we would learn history, we have enough history to know these things. Carolyn Martin, final comments on this. Interject some hope here.
Oh, boy. There is hope, guys. But I think it's with a turning away from where we're at and really opening your eyes to see what's really happening. So thanks for doing this, Haim, and putting that out there, putting the truth out there.
And I would just say, I don't know the people who voted the supermajority of Democrats in, but if you're concerned about this, you know what? You don't need to vote them in again. We can turn Colorado into a place where there's a balanced legislature where things can actually be debated and talked about, and we can get some good legislation. It's supposed to be about the children, not the state. Carolyn Martin from the Christian Home Educators Association, thank you so much for this extra interview.
Thank you.